Victoria! Richford, Victoria!
Wednesday, January the 11th, 1895. A day notable for infectious protest and protesting infection.
Victoria Station by Steve Chambers with Philip Jackson and Sean Baker. Episode 2, Tunnel Vision.
Porters will stand to attention for inspection. The repairs in the Sherwood Tunnel following last week's accident continue. Delays are inevitable until the end of the week.
End of the month, though, alive.
Every time one of those nappies picks up a shovel, he faints from the effort, eh, Fox?
Porter Fox, what are you wearing round your neck?
Oh, my tie, sir.
It is red.
It's his club tie. He supports the Reds, don't you, Foxy?
Regulations state that black ties only will be worn by railway employees.
I've worn it for the last 2 weeks. No one said anything about it.
You should not have to be told, Fox. I'm sending you home with loss of one day's pay.
Oh. I don't need a black tie working in the goods depot. Mr. Braddock, he can't do that, can he?
If you get caught breaking the regulations, you know what to expect.
Go on your way.
Go.
Thank you, Station Master. We need a replacement for Fox. Have you any suggestions?
Nonsense. Not me. That's not fair.
Ah, day in the goods yard will do you good.
Don't worry, Robbo. You'll be able to keep warm in the banana warehouse.
He's only done it out of spite to keep me away from Miss Josie. He knows she likes me.
That's enough, Robson.
Don't mind me. You carry on. I'll work round you.
The booking hall should be cleaned before the 7 o'clock briefing.
Oh, am I in trouble, Duck? I'll do you first tomorrow.
Right, I'm on my way. Carry on, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Station Master.
Finally, I do not want any unseemly displays when Miss Ellen Davison arrives later. I hope that is clearly understood. Dismiss.
Hey, Ellen Davison's a real smasher, Robbo. You'll miss her and all down in the goods yard.
Miss Josie likes me. You'll not keep me away from her. You'll see.
Thanks for the job, Joe. I'll not let you down, love.
I'm sure you won't, Aunt Ada.
I'm not going to go back to the house when I finish work. Dorothy won't want me under her feet. I'll find something to occupy myself.
Ada, I have work to do. I will see you later.
I ain't telling you, Jed Moran, there's something bad in this tunnel.
The only thing that's bad in here is you lot. We're a day behind schedule.
Three men have been struck down as if cursed by the devil. Raving and screaming.
You're the one raving and screaming. My gang is going to keep working.
How will we do that when we're all dead?
Alex, stop your belly aching and get on with your work.
Give this thing in a different tune when it's your turn, so you will.
Morning, Moran. Oh. How's it going?
Fine, Mr. Braddock, fine.
Good. I've informed head office that normal traffic will be resumed by Friday.
Yourself and head office wouldn't be so cocksure if you had to work in this hellhole.
That's enough, Tommy.
What's he talking about, Moran?
Three of the lads have been taken bad while working here this weekend. Well, there's a feeling that there's something wrong with the tunnel.
The tunnel is cursed, so it is.
Aye, it is cursed.
Everyone's getting jumpy, Mr. Braddock. I tell you the truth, I'm getting a bit edgy myself. If you could speak to the lads, eh?
Aye, all right. Listen up, lads. What? I know you've got problems, but I wouldn't ask you to work here if it wasn't safe.
What about the men who were struck down?
Something's going on.
Well, maybe they caught a chill.
All three of them.
With the engines waiting for the points to clear, it gets pretty warm in here. Your tart's hard, it's still cold. Going out after every shift, sweaty, and work it out for yourselves.
Mr. Braddock, sir. Oh,
come on, Moran, get him back to work.
All right, lads, back to work, eh? Come on.
Mr. Braddock, sir, a telegraph from Mr. Clips at head office. Marked urgent.
All right, Jackson. Hold that lantern up for me, will you?
Is there a reply, sir?
Oh!
What was that?
That's Tommy McCarthy. Help me. He's been struck down.
Tommy was right. The tunnel's clear.
What was this? It hurt.
What happened, McCarthy?
There was this sudden pain in my hand. You still think it's a tail, Mr. Braddock?
You'd better take him to the banana warehouse. He can rest there. Jackson, come on, then summon a doctor.
Yes, Mr. Braddock.
Go on, get on with it.
You've got to do something now, Mr. Braddock.
I've sent for a doctor.
Doctors didn't help before. Maybe this is something they can't help with.
Look, Moran, make sure McCarthy's comfortable and then get your gang back to work, and that's an order.
Look, you haven't cleaned the signal lamps yet.
No. You've had me signalling since I came on.
Don't answer me back.
But I always do the lamps first.
No more than me now, do you?
No. You've been down in the dumps all week.
Says who?
Everyone. It's plain enough.
Now look what you've done.
What?
Missed the 938 bell. Concentrate, lad. Watch what you're doing instead of gassing all the time.
See what I mean?
Hey?
Well, you're not a shouter in the normal way of things, but since the crash, you've never stopped.
Right. See there?
Now then, Joe, what brings you up here?
Telegraph. From Cripps.
So it's come, has it? Well, spit it out, then. What's the damage?
Immediate suspension pending the accident inquiry.
Well, sit down. It looks like my shouting days are over.
They can't do that.
It's standard procedure.
When they've got a scapegoat, Edgel.
Maybe.
Don't be coy. Cripps wants me out because of my union work.
You can stay for the rest of the day, Fred, but that's the best I can do.
Aye.
Ted Phillips will take over tomorrow.
Ted Phillips? He's a simpleton.
Sid will have to show him the ropes.
I expect some doing, Ted.
Mr. Roberts, there's something queer happening. Look.
What is it, lad?
Well, you've given the call signal for Platform 7, but the bell ain't rung. The train ain't moved.
Hey, it's right, Joe.
All right, I'll get on to it.
Look, you do the levers, lad.
Me, Mr. Roberts?
Well, you'll be doing it from tomorrow anyway. Go on, I'll clean the signal.
Plate layers, indeed. A bunch of good-for-nothing malingerers, the lot of them.
But, I mean to say, there is something funny going on. Four of them have been taken ill.
Discipline and duty are the backbone of the Empire and the Railway, Jackson, and qualities sadly lacking in the majority of our staff.
Mr. McCarthy was very unwell when we carried him to the banana warehouse.
Inebriated, more likely. They only have to pick up a shovel and they start complaining. What on earth?
I say, look, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Great heavens.
They're all wearing... I mean to say, they're wearing knickers.
Don't be disgusting. I can see what they're wearing.
Oh, no.
Young man, I understand the actress Miss Ellen Davison will be arriving at the station today.
Yes, that is so.
Kindly direct me to the appropriate platform.
Platform 7.
Thank you. Follow me to Platform 7.
Stop! You may go no further.
Step aside, sir. You are obstructing virtue.
I'm afraid I cannot allow you to proceed to the platform.
And who are you?
Tidmarsh, Chief Clerk. You will not be allowed onto a platform of the Great Central Railway until you are properly attired. That is, until you and the other ladies wear dresses over your...
underwear.
Sir, we are not wearing underwear. We are wearing revolutionary women's clothing in memory of their inventor, the late Amelia Jenks Bloomer.
Bloomer?
A great fighter for women's rights, who died in Denver in December. Her life is our inspiration.
That is as may be, but I still cannot allow you to proceed.
You have no legal rights to prevent us. Now, kindly move aside, or I shall be compelled to summon a constable. Well? Thank you. Follow me, ladies. This way.
But...
Immortal, invisible, God only wise.
It's strange she'd have moved out 3 minutes ago. Why is it still here?
The fire's gone out.
What?
We ran out of water. We had to put the fire out.
Who are you?
Hancock, the fireman.
But you're responsible for water in the engine.
You can't blame me. It's my driver's fault. He wouldn't stop.
Your train is blocking his platform. I've got delays because of the repairs in the Sherwood Tunnel.
I've been warning him for the last 30 miles. I begged him to stop at East Leigh, but oh no, he knew better.
You and your driver are in serious trouble, Hancock. I'm going to have to reroute traffic until this engine is pulled out of the way.
I keep telling you, it's Wheeler's fault.
Wheeler?
Me driver. He drove the train that crashed last week. He's obsessed with it. All he talks about is his dead fireman. He's getting me down.
This way!
What?
Chain yourself to the platform and the train.
Hello, what in heaven's name do you think you were doing?
I'm chaining myself to this locomotive.
Interfering with railway property is a serious offence.
So is the corruption of innocence.
You could be arrested.
The one you should arrest is due to arrive on this platform in 5 hours.
What are you talking about?
We are here to protect Miss Ellen Davison's latest performance.
I've read about her. She's the actress that gets kissed full on the lips every night by some lucky blighter.
Indeed. She allows herself to be ravaged by a man who's not her husband, in full view of the audience. We intend to block the platform and thus prevent her arrival.
Doesn't look like we'll be moving, whatever happens.
Who are you?
I am Lydia Carrington, and we are members of the Bridgford Women's Purity League. Well done, everyone!
Sir Braddock!
Oh, Sir Braddock! It's not my fault. Hancock forgot to remind me.
And the rest.
My other fireman, Nicholson, he knew his job.
Will you shut up about
that? That's enough!
Anyway, Wheeler, it doesn't matter. We're stuck here whether we like it or not.
Oh, no, you're not. You two see about getting the engine watered and the fire lit. I'll get the carriages shunted off with or without the ladies changing them.
My ladies will not be easily removed.
Mr. Braddock, sir!
What now?
The gang. They've downed twos. They won't be going back into the tunnel. It's definitely haunted.
What are you talking about, Moran?
A dead body, sir. At the tunnel entrance. They think it's a sign.
I know I'm a bit late, Doctor. I just been round everyone today.
That's all right, Ada. It's your first week.
I'll do you earlier tomorrow. On your own this morning?
Might as well be.
Where's Josie?
Out the window, discussing station business reporter Robson.
So, Josie Braddock, are you coming dancing with me tonight?
What makes you think I'd want to go dancing with you, Jack Robson?
Your father thinks you would.
How do you know?
He made me goods porter to keep me away from you.
We shouldn't be hanging about the platform then.
I had some urgent business to attend to. It couldn't wait.
Really? Look at her.
It's one of them purity women. Look at what she's wearing. Loonies, if you ask me.
Josie!
I'd better go.
Don't I get a kiss then? You can give me your answer later.
2 pots of tea, 10 cups, and assorted sandwiches, please.
I can't let you take them onto the platform. Things go missing, you know.
Will you not support your sisters in their struggle against lechery and vice?
They're not my sisters. Besides, I have responsibilities. I am in charge.
My ladies are chained up. I hardly think they're going to run off with a few cups.
It can't do any harm, Phoebe, and it is a cold day. I'll collect the pots, though.
Thank you.
Chaining yourselves up in this weather. No good will come of it.
We may prevent Miss Davison giving her salacious performances in Bridgford.
Stop her nonsense. Poor woman's had a terrible time ever since she started the role. They say her husband won't let her out of his sight now.
That is beside the point.
We must fight to prevent women from being corrupted and used as the playthings of men.
At least she knows how to look pretty. I wouldn't be seen dead in bloomers.
That's what the prostitutes say. But then you know what they say about prostitutes and actresses. Thank you for the tea. Good morning.
It's all right for Miss Oity Toity. She doesn't have to cook and clean after a day's work.
That's right, Phoebe Dukes. Things don't change for the likes of you and me.
But surely they're struggling for all women. Women are more than men's playthings.
Been a while since I was a plaything, eh, Phoebe?
Anyway, I didn't notice you objecting when Porter Robson was at the window.
Couldn't take their eyes off each other.
That's not true.
She's got independent means and you're the station master's daughter.
What do you mean by that?
Protests, all right, for them that can afford it.
Very true, Duck.
I'll show you both. You see it, I don't.
I must get the porter. Porter, you are a porter, no?
Yes, no. I'm not supposed to be here.
But you are a porter.
Yes, but I'm the goods porter today. I should be down the goods warehouse.
Warehouse? I have some important goods in the luggage bin. Or is it luggage in the goods bin?
What?
Luggage. I have some very important samples. You will get them for me, please. You are a porter, no?
Sort of.
So you will get my samples.
All right. They're in the road van.
Yes, it's this way.
Josie!
What?
Where are you going?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
Why are you going with the lady? My luggage is this way.
I'll be with you in a minute.
What? Porter! Porter! I thought he was going to get my pardon.
Are you going dancing tonight?
I don't believe so.
What's up then?
The sky, and it'll probably fall on you.
Josie, what's wrong?
It is not my purpose in life to provide you with...
Oh, with what? What's happening, Robbo? Where's Miss Josie going in the middle of the day?
Search me.
Have you been upsetting her?
I didn't think I had.
She's in a fearful hurry. She'll trip over those skirts if she goes any faster.
Oh, Wick! The train on the down platform!
The train has gone, with my samples unloaded.
Limey!
Porter, now there is serious trouble, yes?
Yes. No! Someone else unloaded them.
Who?
One of the other porters. I'll go and find him.
I saw no other porter.
From the position of the body, I'd say jump from the parapet.
There was this terrible scream, and then a thud. We came running, but there was nothing we could do.
How old would you say he was? 17? 18?
He's just a kid, so he is.
Have you seen him before?
No.
Mr. Tidmarsh?
No, Station Master.
There's something wrong with this tunnel, Mr. Braddock. It cannot be denied.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Three men struck down and now this...
Moran, this lad, Jim, you can see for yourself it's suicide. Certainly it is tragic, but that does not mean the tunnel is haunted.
You didn't hear him scream.
Not much in the way of identification.
Do you think you should be doing that, Mr. Braddock?
What?
I'm searching through his clothing before the authorities arrive.
I'm trying to find out who he is. He must have climbed onto the parapet from Windsor Road. Why on earth did he do it?
Oh, I don't see that it matters.
I'll tell you what matters. That tunnel is haunted, and we're not going back in there until someone gets to the bottom of all this funny business.
The only funny business is your malingering.
Well, go and look at your man in the banana warehouse. Tell me he's malingering. Delirious he is. Let the other three, and now someone's dead.
All right, that's enough. A word, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Station Master.
Return to the booking hall and contact the police about the suicide and be discreet.
Surely the police should be employed to disperse those infernal women.
After the accident last week, I can do without any more publicity. Something is going on here and I want the newspapers kept out until I get to the bottom of it. Could you imagine what they would make of the curse of the tunnel?
Oh, I think you're making a mistake, Station Master.
Your opinion is noted. Now get along. Oh, and you'd better inform head office about the suicide while you're about it. But that's all. Not a word about Blake Layers or the women.
As you wish.
And what instructions have you to ease my mind, Mr. Braddock?
Cover the body up and wait for the police. They'll want to question you and the gang.
They'll not be asking the most important question about what's wrong with this tunnel. Will they?
Could you come to the inquiry window?
In a minute, Jackson. I'm telegraphing head office.
There's a foreign gentleman with a serious problem.
I blame Braddock.
The station master wasn't mentioned.
Who else is to blame? Malingering navvies, demonstrating subversives, an engine driver who should be reported, a signalman still at his post when he's been suspended, not to mention a suicide. Nothing less than a plague of indiscipline.
Oh, I see.
I doubt it. So, what is this intractable problem?
Well, I mean to say, he arrived from London on the 204, but his luggage wasn't taken off. There he is.
You have my luggage.
This is the chief clerk. Tell him what happened.
Yes. My samples. They were left on the train. As a porter say, he will collect them, but he is distracted by a lady.
A lady? One of those women?
What women?
Tell Mr. Tidmarsh about your samples.
I am Professor Gaida from the Hungarian Medical Institute. I am carrying a cure for diphtheria, a new antitoxin.
I see.
And it's still on the train, Mr. Tidmarsh.
All right, Jackson.
There is no other. It is necessary for tonight's lecture at the city hospital.
Well, let's hope we can get it back today.
You must.
Must, Professor?
Many eminent doctors will be inconvenienced if you do not. Bad publicity for your railway, no?
Yes. No. You mentioned a porter.
Yeah, but he is distracted by a girl.
Jackson, telegraph Sheffield and see if the train has terminated yet. Get them to search the road van and report back to us.
Shall I tell them to put the antitoxin on a down express?
Yes. I do not believe it.
So that's why she left the station. That is the one who distracts the porter.
Yes. It is her.
She's distracting everyone now. She's wearing those knickers, Mr. Tidmarsh.
The station master's daughter. Disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Is Sydney managing all right?
Yes, Mr. Braddock.
That engine still stuck on platform 7, doesn't help.
I'm doing the best I can.
How come it's taking so long?
Last week's crash left us short of locomotives. In any way, the restricted tunnel traffic has prevented us from getting a shunter down the line.
Not like you to make excuses.
I have had some problems today, or had you forgotten?
No, I think I'll remember my last day at work, Joe.
I'm sorry about that, Fred. It is none of my duty.
Is that what you came to tell me?
I came to ask your advice about the Sherwood Tunnel. The malady that has struck down the plate layers.
What about the suicide? Could that have anything to do with it?
I don't think so.
Well, I can't see those lads keeling over for no reason. There must be something going on.
But what?
If I were you, I'd work with them in the tunnel. Only way to find out what's occurring.
I haven't got time for that.
Ready to move, Mr. Braddock?
That's something at least.
You'll have to get them suffering jets moved first, though. That's easier said than done.
All right, get back to your engine, Wheeler. I'll be along directly.
Well...
Is there something else?
If you've got something to say, spit it out.
Look, I'm sorry about the breakdown, Mr. Braddock. I've not found it easy since the crash.
It's only to be expected.
All right, Fred, what do you want, Wheeler?
I just hope you won't find it necessary to report me because of today.
Hey, Wheeler, don't rely on him to save you. He's only the station master. He hasn't got any power.
Get back to your engine, Wheeler, but wait for my signal.
Yes, sir.
Fred, you make sure young Sid sets the point so the engine goes into the good siding and not through the door.
I know my job. I should get a move on if I were you.
Mr. Moran. Are you there?
What is it, Jackson?
Oh.
They haven't sent you to collect the body.
No. Have the police arrived?
Can you see any police?
No.
You've come to stand guard in the haunted tunnel. That's right, isn't it?
No.
Well, they wouldn't send a boy to do a man's job now, would they?
Why did you say the tunnel was haunted?
It's no good Braddock trying to keep this thing a secret. It's bound to get out sooner or later.
Well, I mean to say, what is it?
The curse of the Sherwood Tunnel.
You shouldn't joke about such things, Mr. Moran.
Ask him laying dead at your feet if I'm joking.
It was suicide. He jumped from the parapet.
But why? What made him jump?
I do not believe in ghosts.
You're very sure. Three of my men have been struck down and know this.
As Mr. Sherlock Holmes would say, there must be a rational explanation.
At night, if you stand at the tunnel mouth, you can hear moaning coming from the darkness. I've heard it myself.
Moaning?
Like tormented souls in hell, so they are. Do you want to see the body?
Oh, heaven!
He's a terrible mess, who he is. Oh. All mangled and twisted. Look at him, lad.
Oh.
Heaven's where he is, I reckon.
That was cruel, Mr. Moran.
Cruel, is it? When me and my gang are having the work, never knowing when we're going to be struck down. And with a deadline to meet, there are wages docked if we don't.
It's wrong. You shouldn't have used this body to shock me. You shouldn't have done it.
And who are you to be telling me what I should and should not do when your man Braddock was robbing the corpse while it was still warm?
I don't believe you.
Ask him yourself. He went through the dead boy's pockets, and I saw him take some papers.
What papers?
Drinking money, for all I know. But he took him. Here comes your police.
Are you Jackson?
No, he is.
You lads take the body.
One, two, three.
I'll need to stay and ask some questions.
It's Mr. Braddock you should be talking to.
Miss Carrington, I'd like you and your ladies to unchain yourself.
I'm sure you would.
And I will allow you to meet Miss Davison's train. I can have you forcibly removed by the police, but if I do that, Miss Davison will arrive and the only effect you will have had is to disrupt the station.
Railway officials have been known to mislead the public.
I am not in the habit of telling lies.
Not getting any joy out of her, Joseph.
Ada, what are you doing?
Cleaning the platform.
That is not your job. It's already been done by someone else.
No harm in doing it again. Gets dirty quickly enough with the muck the engines pump out. Besides, I want to see that actress, the one all the fuss is about.
That's no reason to loiter about the station interfering in things that do not concern you.
All right, Duck. No need to get aerated. He was the same as a lad if he didn't get his own wife.
Can we get a move on? We've had her up to pressure for half an hour. All right, Hancock, just a minute. Miss Carrington, I'll give you my word that if you unchain yourselves from this locomotive, I will allow you to meet Miss Davidson's train.
Your word?
Yes.
Very well. Unchain yourselves, ladies. We'll wait on this platform.
Wheeler, Hancock, off you go.
Righto.
I must protest in the strongest possible terms.
Everyone else is protesting today, Tidmarsh. Why not you? What's got under your collar this time?
The general indiscipline afflicting Victoria Station. I have put up with a great deal, but I cannot allow these latest indiscretions.
I'll be the judge of what is allowed, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Two of our employees have behaved disgracefully and must be dealt with severely.
Who are they?
Your daughter, Miss Braddock, and Porter Robson.
Miss
Mr. Tidmarsh has made a serious complaint.
Mr. Tidmarsh is always complaining. How many times have I heard you say so?
Just because you are my daughter does not mean you can act with impunity.
There is nothing in the regulations about wearing bloomers.
There is nothing in the regulations about pushing passengers under the wheels of express trains, but that does not mean you should go about doing it.
Pushing passengers under the wheels of trains is against the law. Wearing bloomers is not.
This is not a debate, Josie. You are in serious trouble. What on earth possessed you?
I wanted to prove a point to the women who work in this station.
What gives you the right? Professor Robson, can you come in, please? Josie, this is Professor Gaydar of the Hungarian Medical Institute. I believe you already know Robson.
Yes, she is the one who distracts my porter.
Because of your willful self-regard, important medicine has been mislaid and the reputation of the Great Central Railway jeopardised.
I don't understand.
Robson was asked to unload the professor's luggage. Because of his obsession with you, he did not. For this and your attire, I am sending you home with the loss of 2 days' pay. You may go.
But you...
That is all. Oh. Now, Robson, what have you to say for yourself?
My only offence is liking your daughter too much, Mr. Braddock.
Don't be ridiculous.
You made me goods porter out of spite to keep me away from Miss Josie.
The prescribed punishment for dereliction of duty and insubordination is summary dismissal, Robson.
Are you giving me the bullet, then?
No. We are short-handed and I need all the staff I can get. I'm finding you 3 days' pay and sending you back to your duties.
Sir?
Go on, then. Get back to the goods yard and stay there. And stay away from my daughter when you're on duty.
Yes, sir.
I can only apologise, Professor, if there is anything I can do.
In these modern times, none of us can be autocrats on our own instruments. We have to observe orchestral behaviour, no?
Indeed.
I am one of many problems you have today, I think.
Yes.
This young man who killed himself, may I see the body?
I'm afraid the police have taken it away. Oh. But I don't think it is connected.
So, these men,
the plate layers.
Yes, yes. They work in the tunnel. And each time one is afflicted, the men cry out and collapse.
Correct.
Always in the tunnel?
So far. This is the banana warehouse.
Oh. So many bananas. And they're green. I expect yellow.
We take shipments most weeks. They ripen in here and then we move them on.
It's magnificent.
Here we are. Oh, this is McCarthy. How are you feeling?
Not too good, sir. Who's this?
I am a doctor. Tell me what happened.
I was working by the tunnel wall and I felt this stinging pain in my hand all of a sudden like...
Show me your hand.
It's swollen now.
Ah, yes. Does it hurt there?
Oh!
And there.
What do you think?
It's interesting. The swelling is very localized. As the others, they too had the swollen hands.
One had a pain in his shoulder.
Where are they?
Recovering at home.
They get better. They do not die.
No, they get better. Look, this is very good of you, Professor, but you've been inconvenienced enough.
My luggage has been located. It will be back in Bridgeford in 2 hours. What better way to pass the time than with a mystery to solve? Now, your bananas, where does it come from?
Africa, the Far East, all over the empire.
The Americas?
We had a shipment from the West Indies last week.
I wish to see the place where the men fall.
Well, that's in the tunnel.
Then we will need a powerful lantern.
All right.
Doctor.
Yes.
Do you believe in curses?
I am a Hungarian. I could hardly do otherwise.
Have I been cursed then?
If you have, I do not think it has caused your illness. This is the place?
Yes. I bet there are.
I bet the tunnel is haunted.
Oh, you disappoint me, Mr. Braddock. You are a station master, a man of the railways of science. There are no ghosts, only facts to be determined.
You think you know the answer?
Yes, I think I do.
It isn't get there, is it?
Oh, yes, hardly. Ah, shine the lantern on this wall here.
There?
Ah, thank you. Whew. It is very warm in here.
And the lads have been complaining about that. It's because of the engines waiting in the tunnel.
Oh, so this temperature is unusual?
Yes. Hmm. What do you think it is, Professor?
I have seen something like it before, I think.
Where?
When I was a young man, I spent some time in the jungles of Panama.
Panama?
Lower the lantern. Ah, yes, just as I thought.
What?
In the tunnel wall. Look, there are your ghosts.
All I can see is a few spiders.
A few spiders? No. Tarantulas, Mr. Braddock. That is what you can see.
What are they doing in Sherwood Tunnel?
I imagine they traveled with some of your bananas from the West Indies.
McCarthy and the others were bitten by tarantulas. For how?
Well, like many strange events, a series of coincidences. They escape the week your tunnel is being repaired. The locomotives have to wait. Their heat keeps the creatures alive, and the men do not see them in the dark. This way are superstitions made.
I say.
Facts to be determined. No ghosts.
I don't know why I'm waiting while Jamie will wonder where I am.
He'll survive. I want to see what all the fuss is about.
Not to do about nothing.
Or enough to get them women worked up. And Josie, eh, look?
Oh, she's only got herself to blame. He should never have let her work here.
She acts on her principles like Joe. That's why they catch so much.
I'd respect her principles if she suffered a bit more for them.
Hey, up. There's a train coming.
Your wait is nearly over, Miss Carrington.
The struggle for purity is without end, Mr. Braddock.
How exactly do you intend purifying Miss Davison?
We trust that the force of our arguments will persuade her.
And if it doesn't?
We shall picket the theatre.
Ah.
Victoria! Winston! Victoria!
Let me through, please!
Lay it back, madam! Miss Davison is in my protection!
Protection or custody? Men frequently confuse them, don't you find?
How dare you!
Let her through! Miss Davison, on behalf of the Bridgeford Women's Purity League, may I present you with this petition. Thank you. We urge you to reclaim your body and spirit and renounce your role.
Now, that's enough. I am Miss Davison's husband.
She has my sympathy. I would like to make a statement. Ladies and gentlemen, since undertaking the role which has become notorious, I have been overwhelmed by the great mass of letters I have received. Some have been supportive, but most have been critical. And these I found hard to bear. I enjoy acting, and I would have continued were it not for the love and esteem in which I hold my dear husband. He has forbidden me to continue. And as I do not feel able to countenance his displeasure, I shall perform the role no longer.
Congratulations, Miss Carrington. You have got what you wanted.
Oh, heart of fear instead of enlightenment. A woman should no more be owned by one man than by the financial power of all men. I shall write to her.
I feel right done. I was thinking of going to that play.
Well, stands to reason. I mean, what man's going to put up with his wife behaving like that?
In Tunnel Vision, Episode 2 of Victoria Station, the part of Tidmarsh was played by Philip Jackson. Braddock, Sean Baker. Josie, Julia Ford. Ada, Pauline Letts, Fred Roberts, John Hartley, Phoebe, Becky Hindley, Sid, Tom Bevan, and Jackson, Joshua Taub. Wheeler was played by Tom Knight, Robson, Lloyd Notice, Hancock, Nicholas Collett, Jed Moran, Gavin Muir, Professor Guidar, David Collings, Lydia, Geraldine Fitzgerald, Tom McCarthy, Ian Masters, and Ellen Davison, Annabelle Mullian. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation by Tim Sturgeon, Ian Harker, and Hilary Carruthers. Episode 2 of Victoria Station was written by Steve Chambers and directed by David Hunter.
I'm leaving you in charge, Mr. Tidmarsh.
I think I can manage, Station Master.
A word of advice. If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
I'll show him how the station should be run.
Next Wednesday, Joe Braddock and his staff have a busy day, especially when Joe has to attend an inquest and leaves Chief Clerk Tidmarsh in charge of both the station and the staff.
Mr. Tidmarsh will be acting station master, and I expect everyone to help and support him. I can't say when I'll be back. Unlike the railway, the law does not run to a strict timetable. Mr. Tidmarsh.
Thank you, station master. Gentlemen, I have a message from head office. A special train carrying some Russians will make a brief stop at Bridgeford sometime today.
Wednesday, January the 18th, 1895. A day notable for alarms and excursions.